And a pleasant good afternoon to you, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO, available as podcast on demand on iHeartRadio, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your Christmas Eve. This is indeed the last radio program of 2020. I will be off next Thursday. No Shukri Wright Show. Instead, what I will do is provide the best of the Shukri Wright Show segment into a 1 hour program next week, Thursday from 4 to 5. I will not be doing a program talking about sports, but rather highlighting the best clips of the best radio shows, in my opinion, from this calendar year. Glad you're able to join the show today. As, listen, I'm here with you until 5 o'clock, and we got a lot to get into. Hockey, big news that broke yesterday. The NHL schedule is officially out. So what does that mean? The Boston Bruins, their schedule is also out as well, which would also mean that the countdown for the Boston Bruins 2020-2021 season is officially on. If you have any thoughts, feel free to leave a voice message. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. We've been waiting for a long time now to finally be able to say we have a date in mind in which that we know that it's concrete, we know that it's happening, hockey is back. Hockey is officially returning on January 13th, 2021. We also know that the Boston Bruins season will be starting the next day on January 14th, 2021 in New Jersey against the New Jersey Devils. I am fired up, man. You wouldn't even begin to really understand just how fired up and how excited I am. Like, listen, you talk about every game. It's going to be 56 games in total this regular season. It's going to be shortened so that the NHL can return to being back on schedule for the fall of October of 2021. 56 games. Every game absolutely matters. There's no dog days or nights you can just take your foot off the pedal or anything like that. No, every game absolutely matters, especially in a shortened season. And that's part of the beauty of what is going to be an absolutely eventful and riveting 2020-2021 NHL season. Now, as far as the Boston Bruins, I will be the first to tell you that, man, when you look at that division that the Bruins are in for this special season, man, listen, they have an absolute gauntlet of a division that they're going to have to go through. And I'm telling you right now, it is not going to be easy. I'll be the first to also tell you that, listen, the Boston Bruins, they are going to have their hands full. Make no mistakes about it. Because regardless of what they do in terms of roster construction, and there are still questions to be answered that remains, I'll be the first to tell you that the Bruins, they're going to have their hands full. And the fact of the matter is this. You look at the Boston Bruins and you look at the schedule. I want to start with the schedule because the schedule in itself, whew, man, oh man. Just January alone, they are absolutely going to be challenged right out the gate. You talk about four teams that they're going to be facing in January that is going to challenge him right off the bat. The Islanders, the Flyers, the Penguins, the Capitals. And as I mentioned, they're starting the season against New Jersey Devils in New Jersey. So here's the schedule for the month of January for the Boston Bruins. And that is Thursday, January 14th, they're in New Jersey against the Devils. Saturday, January 16th, in New Jersey against the Devils. They go to the Islanders to play the Islanders on the road. So basically the first three games, they're going to be away. They're going to be on the road. They finally come home. on Thursday, January 21st against the Philadelphia Flyers. Saturday, January 23rd against the Philadelphia Flyers. Tuesday, January 26th and Thursday, January 28th at home against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Saturday, January 30th, they're in Washington to take on the Capitals. Now, it is important to mention that the Boston Bruins are going to be playing a lot of two-game series, if you will, this season. 25 of them, in fact. And there'll be 8 back-to-backs as well. And that in itself is like, whoa. I mean, thinking about it, it's like making me dizzy thinking about it. But you know what? I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go. And I posted the schedule on my personal social media yesterday. And one of the comments that was made, and that really stood out to me, was, oh my God, the Bruins, the schedule is going to be tough. And in case if you don't know, I'm going to go over who the Bruins have in their newly realigned Eastern Division for the 2020-2021 season. I want you to have a look at this. I mean, the Eastern Division, you have, ready? You got the Devils, the Islanders, the Flyers, you got Pittsburgh, you got Washington, you got Buffalo, you got the New York Rangers. I mean, let me repeat that again. Got the Rangers, you got the Devils, you got Buffalo, you got Pittsburgh, you got Washington, you got the Flyers, you got the Islanders. I mean, wow. You talk about that division in itself is going to be absolutely tough. It's going to be tough. I mean, because listen, the Flyers are going to be an improved team. Pittsburgh, they're going to be improved. They're always a good team and a tough team to go up against. The Washington Capitals have given the Bruins fits over the last few years. And dare I say that the New York Rangers are a team that is going to be on the absolute lookout for. Because this team is going to be dangerous. They're going to be good. And I'm expecting big things out of Alexis Lafreniere, the number one overall pick for the New York Rangers in the 2020 NHL draft. I'm expecting a lot from that New York Ranger team. And they're going to give the Bruins fits this season. Make no mistake about it. Chris Kreider, fresh off a signing of a long-term extension with the New York Rangers back in February. Also, you look at guys like Mika Zibanejad. You look at guys like Artemi Panarin. You look at the blue line. You look at guys like Tony DeAngelo. They're going to have a new goaltender in net and Igor Shesterkin. I hope I said his name correctly. Henrik Lundqvist, no longer there. He's with the Washington Capitals now, and unfortunately, he's not going to be able to play this season because of a heart condition. So you're going to have your hands full with the Rangers. Like I said, the Capitals, they have given you fits for how long? Wow. And I think with this year being an important year for the Capitals in terms of the core that they won the Stanley Cup with in 2018, Ovechkin is going to be a free agent in 2021. His 13-year contract extension that he signed way back when in 2008 will be expiring. Also, the future of Nicholas Backstrom is in the air, as well as John Carlson, TJ Oshie. Braden Holtby is no longer a Capital. He's left to go on and sign with the Vancouver Canucks in free agency. So there's going to be a lot of challenges for each team in this division, but the Boston Bruins, this is going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be a lot of fun for this team this upcoming season, and I'm all here for it. I'm telling you, like the Stanley Cup playoffs, I mean, there's nothing like the Stanley Cup playoffs. So let me make this abundantly clear. There's no comparing the Stanley Cup playoffs to the regular season. But with this unique season being constructed the way that it is, you're going to have teams that are going to get tired of each other fast. And I'm looking forward to the Bruins and Rangers rivalry in particular 8 times this season. Man, oh man, the good old Boston versus New York rivalry. But this has been a rivalry and a Red Six rivalry since 1926. And they're going to be seeing an awful lot of each other this year. Bruins, Penguins, they have a little history, but not as intensive a rivalry between the two clubs as the Bruins and Rangers. Heck, even the Philadelphia Flyers and the Boston Bruins going back when? They're going to have some pretty intense battles in Philadelphia and even here in Boston between the two clubs. It's going to be a lot of fun. I am fired up for this season for so many reasons. And I'll be the first to tell you that the Boston Bruins, they are going to be that team in which that, listen, they are going to have questions to ask that they're going to have to answer on their own. They're going to have to figure out some key components. And I'm going to get into those questions during the next segment. But the Boston Bruins, they are back. They will officially be starting training camp on January 3rd. And I am all here for it. I am all here for it. I'm excited. A lot of this show today will be hockey talk. So if you are a hockey fan, buckle up. Get ready because it's coming. It's going to be here and it's coming at you fast. I'm fired up. Listen, I can't hold back my excitement. I'm not going to. The Bruins are back. The NHL is back. It's coming back in a few weeks. And although the NBA has returned officially, Celtics, they're back. Jason Tatum, ooh, how clutch was he last night? He was clutch. Hitting that game-winning three-pointer to give the Celtics the 122-121 win over the Milwaukee Bucks. Despite Giannis Antetokounmpo scoring 36 points. Pretty impressive. But hockey. I mean, and I've been hearing from Bruin fans on social media. We miss hockey. I miss hockey. I've talked about it on this show. But now that we know when the season is starting, and now that we have the schedules fresh, hot off the press, hasn't been even 24 hours. And I am here for all of the truculent meetings that's going to be taking place. I'll also even tell you right away, they are going to get into a lot of nasty fights, especially between the Bruins and the Flyers, Capitals, the Rangers. I expect Buffalo, by the way, to be a better team this season. And I know the Buffalo Sabres, they've been known to get off to good starts, but withering by midseason and being a non-factor in terms of the Stanley Cup playoffs by the end of the season. But I expect this team to be better. I expect the Sabres to be a lot better. They went out and they signed Taylor Hall in the offseason. That should help with the scoring. I expect big things from Jack Eichel, as always, the captain of the Buffalo Sabres. I expect Buffalo to be a factor, and I think they are going to be that team in the division with the Bruins in which that they are going to make some noise. But the key for me is always going to be the goaltending. If Buffalo can strain out its goaltending, they are going to be a force. They have a chance to be a force. But all that remains to be seen. And I'm very excited that the NHL is back. It's coming back. And when I say that the NHL is back, I mean that Now we actually have a lot of hockey to talk about. The schedules are here. The divisions have been realigned. It's going to be a lot of interdivisional matchups in which that, all rivalries are going to be rekindled. I'm excited. I'm very, very excited. Coming up next, we're going to talk about some of the key questions that the Boston Bruins are going to have to address between now and the start of training camp, and as well as the regular season. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is the Shukri Wright Show with your host, Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch free from radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app, globally on WMFO.org. Available as podcasts, as always, on iHeartRadio.
The city where danger lurks. Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. They're not looking out for you. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, pal. Pardon you.
The digital deadwalkers are multiplying. Until their behavior patterns can be modified, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons warns all innocent people to stay alert. Better yet, to step up and speak out.
Oh, hey, dude, I'm walking here.
Sorry, I didn't see you.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep everyone well connected with healthy bones.
I always look forward to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
I always look forward to Rossano Radio.
With your host, FR. Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM
and live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio, only here on WMFO.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music. From the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Welcome back to the Strictly Radio on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Memphis, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Glad you're able to join this show on Christmas Eve 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, we got 7 days left for 2020. I mean, goodness grief. If I sat here and told you that back in January when I did the special edition of the Strictly Right Show on New Year's Day, that everything that was about to happen in 2020 was going to happen, I either would have had one callers calling into the station at that time when I was still doing the radio show in the radio station and say, "You're out of your bleeping mind." Number two, people would have said to me straight up, "How dare you? You're crazy. There's no way in God's green earth this would possibly could happen." Number three, people would have also hit me up on Twitter saying, "Shoo, are you really serious right now? You are the worst. You're the scum of the earth. Oh my gosh. How could you?" But none of us knew what was about to unfold this calendar year. But here we are. And if you're listening to the show right now, whether it be from 4 to 5 on 91.5 WMFO in the TuneIn Radio app, or you're listening to it as a podcast, then I got news for you. Congratulations. You are breathing. You are alive. Congratulations. So guess what? Give yourself a round of applause. As you should, because you know what? Not many people made it up to this point. Sadly. And to be here right now and to be doing a show is a blessing. Now, as I do my usual housekeeping items as regards to the Strictly Right Show, as a reminder, you can listen to this program on demand as a podcast on iHeartRadio as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor. Every single broadcast of the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford is available on demand as a podcast on iHeartRadio as part of the Strictly Right podcast, as well as the Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor. By the way, speaking of the Strictly Right podcast, I got a pretty big guest coming on Christmas Day on the Strictly Right podcast. That is Al Morgani. He's the host of the Philadelphia Flyers pregame and postgame show on NBC Sports Philadelphia. He will be on Christmas Day's episode of the Strictly Right podcast. It is absolutely fantastic. You will also be able to watch it on YouTube as well. Type in the Strictly Right podcast. It'll come up. Type in Al Morgani. It'll come up. Type in the Strictly Right podcast with Al Morgani of NBC Sports Philadelphia and 94.1 WIP Philadelphia. It'll come up. You can watch it on your smart TV. You can listen to it on your smart speaker. And with that also being said, I also want to take the time to announce to all of you, the listener, that all episodes of the Strictly Right podcast moving forward, starting with Al Morgani's interview, you will be able to watch on YouTube and as well as your smart TV, wherever you may be. So please hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Please, please, and please. And I look forward to bringing on much, more great guests and having great conversations with people in the sports industry in 2021, God permits and God willing. Now, speaking of 2021, how about them Bruins? Huh? You ready? I'm ready. We started the show talking about the Boston Bruins, the schedule. I started because, listen, I'm excited. I'm in a great mood today. I'm happy to be here doing the show with you guys and as well as having the opportunity to talk about the Bruins because, listen, I know the Celtics season's back. I'm excited for the Celtics to be back. I am fired up beyond belief. Make no mistake about it. But the Bruins, I'm fired up. The Patriots season, listen, it's done. They're not going to the playoffs. That's official. So there is really nothing else to be said. There's nothing else to be talked about because I hate to be the bearer of bad news. But the truth is, right now, they are not even a story right now. Although local sports media stations will, you know, try to conjure up some sort of drama and so forth. But the reality is the storyline has been the same for much of the 2020 New England Patriots. So to me, it's like, really? Come on. This is a team in which I'm speaking about the Boston Bruins here, in which that there's a lot to look forward to. There's a lot to talk about. And I am absolutely excited. I'm genuinely excited. Now, if you are the Boston Bruins, here are some questions that I believe that they are going to have to answer going into the new season. One of those questions is Zdeno Chara. And that's an enormous one. Because up until this point, here we are on Christmas Eve, 2020, between the end of the season and now, we've heard absolutely nothing in terms of Zdeno Chara, whether if he is going to return to play for the Boston Bruins in 2021. We knew that in his exit interview that he made it very clear that he wants to stay, he wants to be a Bruin. Now, the most recent thing we heard was he wants to wait and see what the schedule is going to look like before making any type of decision. That was from his agent. Now, here we are. We're talking about a guy in which that, listen, he is the captain of the Boston Bruins and he is such an important part of this franchise. That Bruins front office, and I'm talking about specifically Don Sweeney and Cam Neely, they're doing their due diligence and saying, hey, you know what? We are going to treat this delicately. We're going to take our time and make sure we deal with it with the utmost respect. And I give them kudos. Kudos on that. Now, the question becomes, if you're the Boston Bruins, what's Chara thinking? What does Zdeno Chara want to do? Because there are teams like the New York Rangers and the Toronto Maple Leafs that frankly are interested. They're interested. Doesn't mean that he'll go sign with those clubs. Not necessarily. But the truth of the matter is that this is a team in the Boston Bruins that is in a bit of a transition period right now. We all know that they lost Torey Krug this offseason to the St. Louis Blues in free agency. That's going to be a big hole on the blue line that I don't think that one particular player can and will be able to fill. I don't see it. I genuinely don't see it. But what I do believe is that the Boston Bruins are in a position now where I think there is a scenario in which that Zdeno Chara does not return to this team because that they are going in a different direction, you know, giving the younger guys the opportunity to play. I want Zdeno Chara back with the Boston Bruins. I really do. There isn't a question about that. But the question is, Bruin fans, and take sentimental feelings out of this for just a moment. How much of a fit is the Daniel Chara for this team right now? Again, the question is not how much you want him back. The question is, how much of a fit is he going to be for this team moving forward for this season? But that's not the only big question that the Bruins are going to have. Top line is going to be banged up. It's going to be banged up starting the season. Pastrnak and as well as Brad Marchand, they're going to be injured to start the season. They may or may not even be ready. Once the season gets going, especially you talk about Brad Marchand having a sports hernia removed, and his recovery may take him into February. David Pastrnak, he underwent right hip arthroscopy and labral repair, and it's going to be a five-month process, at least in the bare minimum, in terms of rehabbing and recovery from the surgery. So to start the season, the Bruins are going to be banged up. They're not going to have their two top guns on the top line, which would leave only Patrice Bergeron, the centerman, on that top line. So the question becomes now for the Boston Bruins, who do you put up there on that top line with Patrice Bergeron, given that Brad Marchand and David Pastrnak are not going to be available to start the season? And that's a big blow for this team expecting to make another playoff push this season. Now, the other question is, how do you think the Bruins are going to handle the return of Tuukka Rask? Because Tuukka Rask has been a polarizing figure among the Bruins fan base in this city for quite some time, since back in September when he decided that he was going to leave the bubble because of a family emergency. Now, the thing is, the Bruin players have all been saying all the right things, and manager, they've been saying all the right things. But what remains to be seen is how they handle it moving forward. It's a new season. Tuukka is back and healthy. I mean, and plus his contract is also expiring very soon. I believe, if not after this year, I believe next year. I believe it is, in fact, this year. So the Boston Bruins, they have some major questions that they're going to have to answer. And right now, it's okay if they don't have all the answers, but in short order, they're going to have to figure this all out. What's the future of this team moving forward, both in the immediate future and as well as moving forward? Neither one of us really know right now. We can sit here and speculate as to what the Bruins are going to do and how it's all going to play out. But at the end of the day, the fact of the matter is, how do the Bruins handle the Zdeno Chara situation? How does Bruce Cassidy handle that top line? And now, as well as, don't forget, Craig Smith, the new forward that they signed in free agency, formerly of the Nashville Predators, first season in Boston. How is he going to be integrated into the Bruins offense? Because I think that right now, notice is early, and training camp doesn't start for another, 10 days approximately? That he's a third line winger at best. That he's best suited to play with Charlie Coyle. Call me crazy, say what you will, but I do think that if you look at this team right now, and as excitement as there is that hockey is returning, but the Boston Bruins have some major question marks that they're going to have to answer, starting with Zdeno Chara, because as many people have been saying throughout all of this, he's lost a step, he's gotten older. You do realize that this is the same defenseman who had a plus-minus rating of plus 26 last season, which was eighth best among all defensemen in the league. Do you realize that? And I know in the bubble, he looked like he lost a step or two. He looked slow at times. I get all of that completely. I really do. But at the same time, at the end of the day, the man still can play. The question is he still a good fit with the Boston Bruins in 2021? Coming up next, the 2020 New England Patriots. Who do you blame? How do you feel about the team moving forward? I'll give you my thoughts coming up next, right after this break, on the Sugar Ray Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Sugar Ray. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, touch-free form radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org, as well as available on demand on iHeartRadio.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on FeedThePig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Music is a bridge between the material and the spiritual. My name is Harvey Lauer, and I'm 82. As a blind person, you have to be aware that nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You really have to try things. My folks got me a little radio in 1940, and that was the best Christmas present I ever got. When I was 11 years old is when I started to play music, play the piano, and then the accordion, and then the cello. My wife, who was also blind, was a good cook. When she died, that's when I started Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of RAD. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
We're giving social media a makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007,
the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Form Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app, globally on WMFO.org, available as well on demand as a podcast on iHeartRadio, wherever you may be. However you may be listening, thank you for making this show part of your Christmas Eve 2020. And listen, it's been a crazy year all the way through and through. You know it. I know it. Not a single person has not been touched or affected by the events that has happened this year in 2020. There's no getting around that. As for the New England Patriots, they are among the many that was affected by 2020. The opt-outs. If you go back to the summer and you remember all those players who opted out, the Patrick Chungs of the world, the Dante Hightowers of the world, and you know, and amongst others who opted out for the 2020 New England Patriots season, I didn't think that the defense was going to be impacted as badly as it was affected this year. They can't stop the run for nothing. I've seen this time and time and time again. They allow, on average, 5 yards per play on the ground. That's among the worst in the NFL. There is a lot to digest when it comes to that. And normally, Bill Belichick defenses don't give up that many yards on a play on the ground. And the secondary was no better. The secondary was like, hey, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. We're going to let the front seven take care of his job while we suck against elite passing teams. And we are going to just say, you know what? This isn't our year. The lone star of the secondary this season is J.C. Jackson. And I give him credit. I really do. Stephon Gilmore took a step back this year. I mean, he's still a very good cornerback. All pro, sucks that he had that season-ending torn quad injury in the game against Miami on Sunday. But the fact of the matter is, this defense, oh my, this defense didn't even look like the defense on 2019 when they were the proclaimed the boogeyman. And then, oh, by the way, it didn't help the fact that they lost Kyle Van Noy to free agency. And where did he go to sign? Oh, Miami of all places. And look how Miami has turned the corner defensively this season. He's a big reason why. Oh, I should add the offense. I could do a 25-minute rant on how bad the offense has been this year. But time will not allow. So I'll start off by saying the following. Cam Newton isn't the sole issue or the main reason why this team has taken a step back this year. And I asked the question in the tease going into break. Who would you blame? Honestly and truthfully, if you're a Patriots fan, who would you blame for this season? Cam Newton? Bill Belichick, the Crafts, yes, the Crafts. I'm going to throw ownership into this as well. Frankly, I wouldn't blame them. I wouldn't blame the Crafts entirely, at least. But I will blame Bill Belichick. And I got a whole laundry list of reasons. So let's get right to it. Number one. Poor construction of the roster. Listen, you can't blame the players for opting out, for not wanting to play with COVID in this COVID rampage time that we're all living in. That's not on the players. But as Bill Belichick is the head coach and the general manager of this team, he has to take responsibility. for his poor choices in the draft. He hasn't always, you know, hit a home run in free agency either. But this year, of all years, his reckoning is also his undoing. We can get wide receivers anywhere in the draft.
Oh.
I mean, after all, if we're being completely honest, there's only been two free agent wide receivers that has panned out for the Patriots, and that is Randy Moss and Wes Welker. And even Wes Welker, by the end of his Patriots tenure, was a shell of himself. But that's besides the point. Bill Belichick's draft record drafting wide receivers has not been good at all. I mean, we have to be honest about something at somewhere along the line, right? Let's be honest about this. At what point do you say, has Bill Belichick really lost his marbles? Because the whole idea of letting Tom Brady go and not bringing him back, and although it seemingly was a mutual decision between Brady and the team that he was going to go elsewhere, that he wasn't happy with the receivers that he was working with. But the truth is this. What we saw this season is a byproduct of what Tom Brady was talking about. Now, I'm not sitting here justifying Tom Brady's attitude at all, because last season it was absolutely horrid. But he did have a point when he was complaining about the wide receiving core and that the wide receivers were not getting the job done, amongst many other things that he talked about at the time. But here's the amazing part about it. The amazing part about it is that, oh, Tom Brady's gone. Cam Newton will be the answer. No big deal. But somehow, some way along the lines of this season, Bill Belichick got exposed for the fraudulent general manager that he is. Yes, I'm calling him fraudulent. And I say this because, yes, he has at times hit in the draft. Mostly linebackers, safeties. Yes, I'll give him credit for that. But he has had a lot more misses than he has had home runs. And in the NFL, you best better believe you better be hitting more than you are missing in the draft. You're not going to get it all 100%. I understand that. But the truth is, at the end of the day, Belichick has to be held accountable. There are a lot of people here in New England that are saying, well, give Bill a pass. 2020 has been tough on everyone. And you don't think it's been tough for the Kansas City Chiefs? But yet again, it comes down to quarterback. Don't think that you can just win with any quarterback and it's suddenly going to work out. Not necessarily the case. How long did it take for Andy Reid to get his first Super Bowl championship? And he's had plenty of opportunities to get to the Super Bowl in Philadelphia, but couldn't win in the NFC championship game for whatever reason with McNabb as quarterback. So what does that tell you? That tells me that Bill Belichick is learning the hard way that you just can't win with any quarterback in the league, even though he is still the greatest head coach of all time. But the fact is, you can't think that you can just win with any old guy in the league and think you're still going to be successful. To be brutally honest, it hasn't worked out with Cam Newton this season. I don't think it ever will. Cam Newton the other day came out and admitted that, well, it's different here. And some may roll their eyes and say, well, no, really, sarcastic tone. But he has a point, and he has regurgitated a point that a lot of players who have come to New England, veteran players that is, and said, it is very different here. The system is different. It is a lot more complex than what a lot of people are willing to acknowledge and realize. He's not wrong. But here's what Bill Belichick is wrong at. Why is it that no team in the league wanted to sign Cam Newton? And that Bill Belichick waited till June 28th to sign the guy. I need someone to honestly be able to explain that to me. Because even currently, right now, you look at all the issues with this team. The lack of weapons at receiver. Cam Newton. And I'm not even sure if Cam Newton is even healthy. I saw a lot of the passes in the Miami game on Sunday. And frankly, he could barely get the ball down the field. And in some way, I understand why Bill Belichick wanted to protect him. But goodness grief. Goodness grief. Can you complete a 15-yard pass without the ball looking like it's just floating in the air? Like, some of his passes look like it has barely any type of zip. And it drives me bananas. I mean, again, Cam Newton is not the sole source of the issues for the Patriots in 2020. But if I'm blaming one person and one person only, that blame goes to Bill Belichick. Sorry, but you got to do a better job and you got to be willing to make adjustments. And this whole arrogant attitude towards the media when you get asked about who's going to be the starting quarterback, because the media knows Cam Newton isn't the solution at this point. He's part of the problem. You have Jarrett Stidham in which that you won't even let him sniff the field unless if it's in garbage time. Like the Kansas City game earlier this season. You tell me. This arrogant attitude, you can get away with when you're winning games. When you're losing, that's not going to fly. Bill Belichick is not above it all. Yes, he has an ego because he's won the most Super Bowl championships out of any head coach in NFL history. I get all of that. But the fact of the matter is, that attitude and that arrogance isn't going to get you anywhere when you're not winning. And then on top of that, your starting quarterback is struggling and you have to protect him. You have to adjust the offensive system to accommodate what he can or can't do. So tell me, Bill Belichick, how has that worked in 2020? I don't think it's gone very well, if at all. It may have looked nice the first 3 weeks of the season. And I get that Cam Newton did come down with COVID at one point. I get all of that. But my goodness, it changed. It changed a lot. And I get that at one point, Cam Newton didn't look like himself because he was still dealing with the after effects of COVID. But the truth is, at the end of the day, you are defined by the wins and losses. And that's the truth. But ultimately, Bill Belichick is a guy that needs to be blamed for the failures of the New England Patriots in missing the playoffs for the first time since 2008. And think about this for a moment. You look at Bill Belichick and you realize without Brady, he has not made the playoffs in his NFL career. Think about the time in Cleveland. Think about pre-2001, 2000, when they had a losing record in that season. They went 5-11 with Drew Bledsoe. Didn't make the playoffs. 2008, they had a winning record. That was with Matt Castle after Tom Brady got injured in week one. And this year, losing record. Currently right now, unless if the Patriots can win the final two games. But that remains to be seen. But there's a chance that they may not win more than 7 games this season. But we will see. Coming up next, final thoughts for the final time in 2020. You're listening to The Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Memphis, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org and available on demand on iHeartRadio. We'll be right back.
social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
There's one thing you can never have sex without.
It's not something you buy.
Or something you take.
In fact, there's only one way to get it.
It has to be given to you, freely.
It's consent.
Because sex without it isn't sex.
It's rape. Consent.
If you don't get it, you don't get it. It's on us to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app globally on WMFO.org. Available, as always, on demand as a podcast on iHeartRadio as well. It's time for final thoughts for the final time in 2020 on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. I'm going to speak from the heart, as I always do, but this particular message, I hope it resonates with someone out there, that I want you to know that in spite of whatever difficulties that you may have endured in 2020, that it is possible to win, to achieve, and that I think it's so important that no matter how difficult things may get, that you find a way to keep going, that you find a way to persevere. Because let's face it, in 2020, this whole calendar year hasn't been easy, but especially since the beginning of the pandemic, it hasn't been easy on any of us. And I think it's important that we all understand it for what it is. And it's okay to not be okay. In this holiday season, as we approach the end of 2020, I challenge all of you, including myself, to find at least one positive thing that happened to you in 2020 and really be appreciative and thankful for it. Although we still have a long ways to go in this pandemic, we have come so far in a short period of time. And I want you to really think about all that you want for yourself, especially as the new year approaches. And to think about all of the blessings that you've been given this year. Because no matter how dark it may have been, there is light that shines in what otherwise had been a dark year for so many people. So my challenge to you is, find that one single positive thing that happened to you this year and to really appreciate that and to cherish that. And most importantly, don't forget to be kind. Be kind to people. You don't know what they're dealing with. You don't know what type of emotional distress that they may be carrying that they're hiding so well. I implore you to be loving, caring, and not let these dark times take away your happiness and your light that shines within you. That'll be all for this edition of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, signing off for 2020. I will be back with you in 2 weeks, January 7th, with you for the Shukri Wright Show for the first edition of 2021. Happy New Year, everybody. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app. Happy New Year.